This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده رسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم. Welcome brothers and sisters in Islam to our Gardens of Peace, to this Muslim cemetery in UK. Last episode we had taken this really important question that we all have to answer, and that is the moment of our death. Today bi-idhnillah we'll be talking about this amazing thing and this subhanallah something that we'll all go through, the first night in our grave. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a procession of people passing by and they were carrying a dead body as they were taking the dead body to the grave. At that point, he mentioned something very interesting. He said in this authentic hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, he said, إِمَّا مُسْتَرِحٍ أَوْ مُسْتَرَحٌ مِنْهُ. This person will either be someone who will rest or people will rest from him or her. At that point, the companions were amazed by that answer and said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you mean by that? So at that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perhaps this person is a righteous person. And if he's a righteous person, then indeed he is going to his abode of dwelling and peace and rest. So he will rest in his grave after this toil and hardship in this life. And if he was an evil person, then all of creation, the heavens and the earth, the trees, the plants, the animals will all rest from his evil and from his sin. The question that we should ask each other today is, are we from the people who will rest in our grave, or people will have rest from us? Are we from those people who are righteous, or are we from those people who are the sinful transgressors? I remember, subhanAllah, when I was in Mecca and we used to get up for Fajr prayer and we'd go for Fajr prayer and the Adhan of Fajr would be given, we would pray our Fajr, and then we would hear that sound, that call again, that would send a chilly shiver through my spine from head to toe. And I would hear, As-salatu ala al-mayyit yarhamukumullah, the prayer upon the deceased, the prayer upon the deceased, may Allah have mercy upon you. And then I would see the procession of people bringing in the dead bodies in front of us, shrouded in green, in front of the imam, ready to pray the last prayer that would ever be prayed upon this person. Then thereafter, suddenly, as soon as the imam had finished, people would grab the dead body and would rush towards the graveyard, would rush, subhanAllah. And they would walk so fast, yani you just could not follow them. You would have to run nearly to really just catch up with them. What is the hurry? What is the hurry? The hurry is we want this person to either rest or we want us to have rest from this person. SubhanAllah. Such is the reality of the grave. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a horse and he came to a series of graves from the graves of the disbelievers in Medina that were buried in Medina. And his horse that he was on, when he came near the graves, the horse started to jump up and down and nearly threw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam off the horse. At that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innahum la yu'adhiban." Verily, they are being punished. They are being punished. They are being punished. And he said in this authentic hadith, he said, "Inna adab al qabr haq." Verily, the punishment of the grave is a true matter. The punishment of the grave is a true matter. My beloved friends, sometimes when you hear about the stories of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you hear about the stories, you think, subhanAllah, you're amazed. Why so much dedication? Why so much fear of Allah? Why spend the nights in crying so much? Why spend the nights in prayer? Wallahi, when you come to the graveyard, then you know why. When you come to the graveyard, you know, subhanAllah, why. Yesterday, when I had completed my shooting of one of the episodes of this series, you know, I had this tremendous feeling that, subhanAllah, what is all this about? What is all this life about? I had difficulty eating my food last night. I had difficulty going to sleep. And subhanAllah, I urge you, my beloved friends, come to the graveyard, come and have a look. Look at where all the graves are being dug and have a look. Where is your place going to be? Is this grave that is being dug, is that your place or is that my place? SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in that beautiful hadith, he said, "Verily, if you were to know what I know, you would laugh less and you would cry more. Verily, لَوْ تَعَلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ. O people, if you were to know what I know, you would cry a lot and you would laugh very little." What is he talking about? He's talking about the reality of the first night in the grave, of our life in the grave before we go to the tremendous day of the hereafter. It is for this reason why the companions would struggle so much, would strive so much for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to ask Allah to have mercy upon the day in which they will be entering into their grave, when the reality will start. Sometimes we think, when we read about the Day of Judgment, we think that's, you know, subhanAllah, Day of Judgment, that is a reality. But in reality, there is a Day of Judgment that will come to us before that Day of Judgment, that is the ultimate Day of Judgment. And that is the day when we will enter into the grave, the first night into the grave. My brothers and sisters in Islam, have a look at this grave in front of us. Have a look here. This is a place that will soon be dug out, subhanAllah. You think this is where you're going to lie, but in reality, all of this mud will be taken out. Everything will be poured on the side here, about 2 meters deep, subhanAllah. 2 meters deep inside the bottom of the belly of the earth, you will lie. And this is your final abode. My beloved friends, Uthman radiallahu anhu used to cry a lot when thinking about the grave. And the people used to ask, "Ya Uthman radiallahu anhu, O companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that when the Jannah is talked about, when Jahannam is spoken about, you don't cry, but when the grave is spoken about, you cry a lot?" Because he said, "Al-qabr awwalu manabir al-akhirah." Verily, the qabr, the grave, is the first dwelling of the hereafter. It's the first place that people will enter into. And that is when the qiyamah, that is when their judgment will begin to happen. When you think about the most important event in a woman's life, what do you think is the most important event that our sisters, perhaps the ones that are seeing this episode, what is the most important event in your life? You would say perhaps the day that you get married. And if you think about, for example, the brothers that are watching, what is the most important event in your life? Well, you'd say perhaps the most important event would be perhaps the day that you have a child, or perhaps also the day that you get married. Well, think about the bed on which you spend your first night, subhanAllah. How beautiful is the bed? How wide is the bed? How beautifully laid out? And subhanAllah, perhaps rose petals on it, some beautiful fragrance on it. And this is the bed that we all dream about. But there is yet another bed. And there is yet another house that we will be spending longer than we will be spending perhaps in this life. And subhanAllah, that bed is a bed that we have in front of us. Have a look at this bed. Very simple. There are no rose petals on it. There are no nice coverings on it. There are no cushions on it. It's a very simple bed. This is the bed that will bring you from where you have died to your grave. This is the bed which is really the bed that you should be thinking about. This is the bed that we should all be preparing for. This is the bed, subhanAllah, that is our true bed. The bed that will bring us to our first home in the hereafter. Think about the home when you get married and you spent your first night on the bed. Then, subhanAllah, you start thinking about the house that you want to live in. How nice is the house you want to live in? How big and how wide? How many rooms? Where is it going to be? Is there going to be a backyard? You think about that house, subhanAllah, and you plan it out and you dream it. You think about the feature walls. You think about the leather couches. You think about the furniture, subhanAllah. This is the house that we are thinking about. Yet there is another house that we will all have to enter. And that house, subhanAllah, is a grave. It's not 2 stories, it's 2 meters. It's not wide, it's just barely enough for you to lie down. It doesn't have nice furniture. It's just got really smooth walls. Have a look at this. This is exactly where we are headed. So who is going to be laid here today? There will be a janazah very soon. Who is going in this grave? Is it you? Is it me? Is it someone who woke up in the morning for Fajr and then he did not finish his salah? Is it someone who spent the night praying? Is it someone who spent the night sinning? Who is the one that will be going into this grave? My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the most important realization that we must all ask. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, one of the righteous rulers of Islam, the fifth Khalifa as he is known as, he used to switch the light off at night and then he used to go to bed. And then when it was all dark, he would put the cover on top of his head and then he would think about the day, the first night in which he will be in his grave. At that point, the only thing he used to say is, I could hear is my breathing. And subhanAllah, nothing else, no one moving, not a creature. And I knew that this is exactly how we would be in the grave. Yes, salam. And at that point, he would make a dua to Allah. Oh Allah, put light in my grave. Oh Allah, put light in my grave. All those lofty palaces have not benefited me. All that power and authority has not benefited me. Where are my children? They have left me. I am left with nothing except these four walls. Who is this grave for? Is this grave for someone who spent the night praying? Or someone who spent the night in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it someone who spent the night sinning perhaps, and he woke up in the morning only to find that the angel of death was knocking on his door? Who is it for? Is it for you? Is it for me? Subhanallah. I know that there is a janazah that is going to happen inshallah in about a few hours. And this is the grave that has been dug for that person. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm actually in a grave at the moment. I wish you could be here with me and feel what I'm feeling at the moment. This amazing feeling of subhanAllah, almost this amazing eerie feeling. When I was up above the grave, I could feel the wind on my face. Here I don't feel anything. And I can hear my voice coming back to me. And I can smell the fresh and wet mud. And subhanAllah, I can see how deep it is. It is barely enough for me to lie down. It is barely enough for me to move around. It is barely enough for me to walk around. And I'm walking now, and I'm going back. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us will be our final or our first destination before the akhirah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when the soul is ripped out of the body of a disbeliever, or it flows out just like a drop of water from a vessel, the soul that of a believer comes out, then the angels shroud it up either in a very nice, fragrant manner or in a very ugly or a repugnant clothing. And then it is taken up to the heavens and the earth. Either it is called by the good names or by the bad names. And then either the doors of the heavens are actually opened up to the soul, or they are kept closed. And at that point, when the body is being washed and the body is being brought down, and it is put down in the grave right over here, and then the face is then turned towards the Qibla, that is the time in which the test is going to begin. What test am I talking about? The test that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in that authentic hadith in Sahih Bukhari in Muslim. That's an amazing hadith. He said what? He said, "Uhiya ilayya, verily it has been just revealed to me now, annakum tuftanuna fi quburikum, that you will be in horror and you will have the trial and you will be tested in the grave, kafitnatil masih ad-dajjal, like the test of the time when the dajjal comes." Ya salam, subhanallah. We will be tested in our grave, just like when the Masih ad-Dajjal, when the false Antichrist, when he comes, the fitna that he will bring, that will cause us to almost leave our religion, that will cause so many of the Muslims to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the religion, that we will be tested in that form. Don't you know how the hadith mentions, the authentic hadith mentions that two angels with completely black appearance and with lightning in their voice, and with bright red eyes or bright blue eyes, according to one narration, and with lightning in their eyes, will come, and then they are the Munkar and Nakir. They are the two questioners. Those two questioners and the test that they will give and the fright that they will give will be like the frightening of the day when the Dajjal, the false Antichrist, comes. Subhana Khaliqul Adheem. We will all go through this. We will all have to go through this. This grave is barely big enough for me. But subhanAllah, in this grave will also be two angels. In this grave will also be your actions. In this grave will be also the punishment if it is to be punished. In this grave will also be the door and the window to Jannah. And in this grave will also be the door or the window to Jahannam. Have you not heard what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran? And He says, وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. And indeed, the people of Firaun and the people who followed Firaun, the Pharaoh, will be in the worst and the most terrible of punishment. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَأَشِيًّا. The fire will be lit and kindled for them in the morning and at the night. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, they will be said, enter the people of Pharaoh into the worst of punishment. So when Allah is talking about النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَأَشِيًّا, when the fire will be lit, when the fire will be lit in the morning and in the night, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? Referring to the fire that will be in the grave. That there will be huge and tremendous fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause to be kindled in the grave. In the grave, my brothers and sisters in Islam, will be terrible punishment. In the grave will be either terrible punishment or a peace and blessing for the believer, the one who is righteous. This grave that we see over here will turn into a grave of fire. We find, for example, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about some of the punishments the people will have in the grave. And so he mentions to us in the authentic hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu was actually asleep, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam and Mikail alayhi salatu wasallam, the two angels, came to him in the sleep and took him to a place and showed him a couple of people having punishments. One of them was a person who was lying down, and then this man was tearing from his side to the back, and then with an iron rod, and then he would start with the next side, and before the next side he would start, the first side would start to get healed again. And he was continuously doing this until the day of judgment. Who is this, Ya Rasulullah? Who is this, O Jibreel? Who is this, O Mikael? In that hadith, they told us that this refers to a person who has been punished in his grave, a person who used to backbite, a person who used to spread namima, a person who used to eat the flesh of his brother, a person who used to forget the sanctity of brotherhood. Such is a person who has been punished in that way. Another person Rasulullah described was a person who was swimming in an ocean of blood. And every time he would try and swim out of it, every time he would be drinking the blood and be vomiting upon himself and still drowning in that blood. And every time he would try and swim out of it, an angel would take a stone and throw a boulder and throw at him, and then it would push him all the way to the middle of that ocean. And what is that punishment? That punishment was the punishment in the grave for a person who takes riba. A person who deals in riba. A person who writes and signs a contract on riba. A person who buys his home on riba. Such is a person that has been described in this hadith, a person who deals in riba. And in the same hadith, Rasulullah said, and I came upon a people who were naked in this cauldron, in this oven, and the fire was burning them from the ground, and they were trying to climb up, but every time they would climb up, they would fall down. Who are these people, Ya Rasulullah? They are the zunat. They are the people who committed zina. And by Allah, we commit zina every day by either our eyes, or we commit zina with our hands, or we commit zina with our mind, or we commit zina with our bodies. O people who commit zina, lower your gaze. O people who are given unto sin, lower your gaze. O people who are tempted by women, get married. And if you cannot fast, and if you cannot, then hold on for the day of judgment. Do not be impatient. Do not give unto sin. Subhanallah, these are just some of the punishments the Rasulullah told us. And look at this punishment. I just remembered it right now. The punishment was a man would be laid down on the ground, and a big, huge boulder like a mountain would be thrown upon his head that would crush him, crush his body, and crush his whole face. And then it would be lifted again, and his face would be formed again, and then he would be crushed down again. Who is this person, Ya Rasulullah? This is a person who learned some Quran and then he forgot it. This is a person who does not read the Quran. This is what Rasulullah described in this authentic hadith in Bukhari. A person who learns the Qur'an, then he forgot some surahs from it. A person who has the Qur'an in his home and he does not read it, he's neglecting it. SubhanAllah. This is the punishment that Rasulullah described to us in these authentic hadith. And in this grave, my brothers and sisters in Islam, will either be people, either a black man or a very white man. A black man meaning our sins, or a very white man, which is our good deeds. And he will be with us until the day of judgment. And over here will be a window from Jannah or a window from Jahannam. And subhanAllah, when the angels of punishment come upon the people in this grave, your actions are the ones who will defend you. So your prayer will defend you. As in the authentic hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmed, your prayer will defend you. Your fasting will defend you. The Quran will defend you. Your charity will defend you and say, go away, go away. This person used to pray. This person used to fast. And so you cannot punish him today. My friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in that hadith that I mentioned to you at the beginning of my episode today, he said, were it not that I'm afraid that you would not bury your dead, I would have asked Allah to let you hear from that which I hear. And he also said, if you had known what I know, if you could only hear what I hear, then you would not find pleasure in sleeping with your wives. So what then, my friends, is the solution? What then is the solution from the punishment of Allah in the grave? Shall we just burn ourselves and just say, sons please, or my daughters and sons, please throw my ashes where Allah can't get me? Or shall we say, for example, let's just drown ourselves, or so, you know, we won't be in the grave, no one will find our body, and so they can't put our body in a grave, and or let's be eaten up by some wild animal, or perhaps in the oceans? What is the solution from the punishment of Allah? Subhanallah. When we think about the punishment of the grave, we think it's just in the grave. In reality, it's not just the grave, it's the punishment of the hereafter. As soon as someone dies, if the punishment is written for him, then the punishment will start. Wherever he is, whether he is buried or not buried, whether he has been lost or not, whether he has been eaten up by a wild animal or he has been burnt up by a fire. And subhanAllah, the only way, the only sure way to be safe from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from it starting as soon as you die, is for you to come back to Allah. Allah says in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run away from Allah to Allah. Run away from Allah to Allah. And remember, your last deeds are the ones that will judge you. Your last deed, the last thing that you do, is that what will judge you. As Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah used to say in that narration, and I'll quote to you again, in that narration, he said, I'm not worried about my past sins, because I know that if I ask Allah for forgiveness, He will forgive me. But what I am worried about is my last deed, after which I will pass away, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had indeed said, innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Verily actions are by its endings. Verily actions are by its endings. Verily actions are by its endings. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, seek refuge in Allah from the punishment of the grave, for myself and for you. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the punishment of the grave whilst you are praying towards the end of your salah before you say salam. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I hope Allah will answer your dua. Also, be steadfast upon this religion, because when you're steadfast, that is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the angels will come down at the time of our death and will tell us, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. They are the ones who will then tell us, do not be afraid nor be worried. For indeed, and take the glad tidings of a reward from Allah, for you is in this life whatever you wanted, and for you is a beautiful dwelling from the most generous, most merciful. So therefore, remain steadfast upon the religion. And then fortify yourself with good deeds, because these good deeds are the ones that will defend you from the angels of punishment in the grave. They are the ones who will say, no, away, away. He was a person who used to stand up his nights in prayer. He was a person who used to give charity. He was a person who fed the poor. He was a person who read the Quran. He was a person who loved Allah and the Messenger. And remember, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you truly want to save yourself from the punishment, then be like the shaheed. The person who struggles in the cause of Allah, and he passes away struggling in the cause of Allah. Struggle with your life, with your money, with your efforts, with your minds, with everything possible in the cause of Allah. And surely, if you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to His path and will save you from the terrible punishment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from this session today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that punishment of the grave, and to make our graves the graves of Jannah and places and dwelling of Jannah. Ya Allah, do not punish us, for verily we love you and we follow you. O Allah, do not punish us in our graves. O Allah, make it a place of dwelling for us and peace for us, not a place of agony and torture for us. Until inshallah next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وصاروا إلى حفرة تحتوي